All right, here we are, Superintendent. I'm not going to go over exactly these individuals. You can meet them next week. Next week, Saturday and Sunday, will be open forums for parents, students, teachers, administrators, whoever would like to. I'm going to go to the first one, Jerome. They're all from out of town. Your thoughts on that and the superintendent going forward with improving the Rochester City School District?
My thoughts are incomplete. Mm. You know, I don't have an opinion either way on the fact that they're all from out of town. Mm-hmm. I would say that, you know, anyone coming to Rochester to take on a task as significant, as challenging as that, mm-hmm. you know, the time that they're going to have to spend, and in this case, he, to get to know Rochester and Rochester's people and Rochester's dynamics and Rochester's politics is a significant amount of time that's going to take, because just the district alone, you know, it's a huge undertaking. And it's not one-dimensional. It's big and it's wide and it's multi-layered. So the fact that all the candidates are from out of town, mm-hmm. They all will have that challenge. Mm-hmm. You know, if there was a quote-unquote local or near-local candidate, the learning curve would be, I think, a little flatter. But I think all of the potential all of the candidates are going to have that challenge of, you know, getting to Rochesterize themselves, so to speak.
This is something now, I've been here long enough to know how many superintendents we've had. The mayor made that very clear in the State of the City address, mm-hmm. five in the last 5 years. That's a lot of different people with opportunities, both from the area and outside of the area, to come in and work with the, remember, we still have a school board, work with them, a teachers union, parents and teachers. There's a lot of different moving parts here. I'm not against anybody who doesn't live here or does live here. I think we would all agree, Dr. McKeever, we just want somebody committed in improving the Rochester City School District.
And that's true. And I think one of the benefits that could be looked out at having someone that doesn't come from Rochester is that they have no preconceived alliances. Or, you know, dedication, so that they are coming in somewhat objective, and can hopefully take a better look to say, I understand where I'm receiving this amount of pressure from this particular group or segment, you know, and how does that impact others? Again, the disadvantage is that they are not familiar with the landscape. And so in that case, they don't know, you know, what those alliances lead to and how deep they run. Because I honestly think that's the hugest issue that we have with the superintendent. There are deep alliances and they have run for years. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to be very difficult to bring anybody in that's going to be able to make a change, because people like things the way that they were. They like the power that they already have. Mm-hmm. And so now you bring in a school superintendent who says, I want to look at something a little bit different. Why? We've been doing it like this all the time.
Yeah.
And even though the results have not been positive, even though our children are consistently suffering, you know, people like things the way that they are. And that's the adults taking the lead in this and not putting our children first.
Mm. And I'd like to just follow up on that, because there it is. You know, the alliances and the all the other stuff. The primary reason that the district exists is to educate children. Mm-hmm. And I think that has to be, how about 1 to 10? Let's just put that, you know, so what happens in the classroom, you know, to pretty much guarantee, and I'm saying guarantee because that's what we need to do. We have to guarantee that when families entrust their most precious resource to us, and I'm saying us because this is much wider than RCSD. This is this community. We have to, you know, embrace the need to significantly improve what happens, mm-hmm. all of us. Mm-hmm. So, as Dr. McKeever mentioned just now, in putting the focus on teaching and learning and the outcomes in the classroom, I think is extremely important. And I think that new superintendent, not only the superintendent, but everybody who wears a RCSD badge and anybody who works for the district, anybody who lives in Monroe County, and I'm saying Monroe County deliberately, not just the city of Rochester, because it impacts what happens. But the most important thing that happens is what happens in that classroom to guarantee that our children learn at a high level and can change the trajectory of their life.
It's next weekend, and some of the candidates we will be able to meet, they're doing two different days. I think they're doing Saturday and Sunday next weekend. So I want to make sure people know ahead of this week, that's next weekend. That's not this weekend, next weekend, as we start heading into May. The other thing that's important is the roles people will play. Obviously, teachers union is strong. Parent engagement. We know that's been an issue for a while as well. And then, two, the results. We have to eventually get young people to perform better.
Yeah, and it's going to take more than one person to change everything. And I know a lot of us may be looking for this one individual to come in here and make great change and make it within a year or 2 years. That's not going to happen.
But that's the sad part.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. That's the sad part, because that means our children will continue to suffer.
Right.
So I look at this as a relationship with a cup and a saucer. You know, you have the same saucer, but you just bring it in a different cup.
Yeah.
And it's just going to sit there. So, you know, you really have to look at what's going to be different about, you know, how is it that we're able to make our children, allow our children to be successful. And I say the word not make our kids successful, but allow our children to, you know, nurture them to be successful.
Because you have a superintendent that's going to come in and be administration. You have to deal with the administration for Rochester City School District within itself. Then you have a school board. So you have to be able to work. There's so many moving pieces. And not only that, you're going to get new board members.
Yeah.
Or you may have some of the same, because we have to vote this year.
Yeah. That Rain, you hit on something really, really important. The structure of governance for the district is in a balance right now.
Yep.
The Distinguished Educators Report and subsequent response to that, remember, we are waiting for how the Commissioner of Education is going to respond to that. On top of that, or alongside that, what Rain said, the fact that 4 of 7 board seats are at stake, or up for grabs, let's say, in the next 4 to 5 months around here are going to be very, very interesting as far as education is concerned. Layer with that, here comes a new superintendent. You know, Tariq, you mentioned the teachers union, but I just want to remind everyone, there are 4 unions at the district. The teachers union is just one.
Right.
Certainly, it is the largest and probably, you know, arguably most influential. But there are 3 other unions. There's 5,000 people, give or take a couple hundred, who work for the district. It's a large institution. And, you know, speaking as someone, you know, who spent 9 years there, what I saw and experienced is a significant sort of lack of alignment to the mission, right? And so many, you know, people, you know, were sort of disconnected from the ultimate outcome, meaning our children.
Right.
I think that's a huge, huge issue in terms of how passionate do you feel about saving this life and that life. And as the mayor mentioned 2 nights ago, it's somebody else's children.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and this is, you know, do we embrace, you know, is what we're saying, our words and our deeds matching up? You know, so regardless of who the superintendent is, we have to get to those 5,000 people and get them. This is hearts and minds work.
And I'm so glad that you brought that up. You know, people losing focus of the mission. The mission is educating kids and making sure that the kids in this community, our kids,
our children,
are okay. And we lose sight of that, because what I see from the outside looking in is that even people that aren't involved in the city schools district but want to change, and there's certain other leaders. Now, I'm just going to say it. Everyone has their own agenda. Well, I see it being run like this. If I step in, I can do this. Well, I can do this. And there's a whole lot of I's and what I, but it's not about you. It's about the kids. everyone has an agenda right now that's in the city school district. That's where this is why we are where we are.
Which is why I think next week is so important for people to pack the house. These are four people that need to, you have to say hello to.
Yes.
One of these four people will make a commitment to this community. And then I got to ask before we go, Dr. McKeever, how do you know? This is a face-to-face now. We're having, these are four candidates having a face-to-face with the community. How do I know someone is sincerely committed to stay and not just use this as a catapult to the next job?
Right.
You know? So I guess this goes to the level of, we talk about jobs. Applications are easy. You can put your name on it, address, all of the other different things you do. Resume. Mm-hmm. Work resume is easy. But when you go to that face-to-face, that's the final stage. Reading body language, intent, voice, sincerity, all of that stuff is available next week when these candidates meet the community.
But the key component is that, yes, you may have a sincere love for the success of our children and understand what communities need, because ours is not just a singular community that's struggling with student success. So we see that across United States. And we can walk in there with the best intention. But what about those deep, deep, deep relationships that have already been established about that control issue, about, it's about me and it's not about the kids.
And
I want that control. I want to have input. I still want you to do things this way. So you have competing forces. And I cannot say that I would feel comfortable with any new leadership that comes in that they're not going to be accepted, received, encouraged, and allowed to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Based on a stated, researched delivery when it comes to mission. I'm not sure about that, because we've seen them fold.
Well, here's another part of this too, that, let's be real, money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Some of those alliances and some of those things and some of those deep-seated things are about the money.
Yeah.
The budget for the city school district is almost $1 billion?
Nine and change.
It's a lot of money.
It keeps going up, it seems like.
Yeah, and it's an unsustainable paradigm, because the most of that money comes from New York State, and it's not increasing at a rate that contractual obligations via the unions are increasing.
Mm-hmm.
So, just about every year, you have budget deficit. So how do you handle that? The largest expense in the district is personnel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I mean, a large expense. So you have lots of contracts. You know, it's a very, very, very complex thing. But a budget, to your point, Rain, is a statement of values.
Mm-hmm.
A budget is a statement of values. So when you look to establish a budget for your house, for your anything, you're going to prioritize the things that mean most to you. You know, and sometimes, medicine is bitter. But it's good for you.
I will say this. This is a great app. We were talking earlier about voting and make sure you get the vote out. Make sure you're registered to vote.
Come on.
Right.
Because that's the end game on this one. Okay.
Right.
It's the start of the game.
Yeah. It's the beginning
as
of the end.
Well,
if you don't get to that level, everything else past that.
It is the means to the end.
Can actually change. So we're talking about school board and the possibility of change and superintendent. That's a lot of swinging new opinions going forward. You know, just make sure you talk to the people that are going for these positions when they're in front of you, because they got a lot of work to do. 103.9 WDKX, the Wake Up Club. Thank you for tuning in this morning here on the show. 9:33 is the time as we get ready to head into the water cooler. If you have a money issue, we're still talking money. I mean, we were talking school district, but that's money. That's our money.
That's our tax dollars.
That's our tax dollars, which is why I'm like, but I don't have a kid in school. It don't matter to me. I'm like, but it does.
It absolutely does.
It does matter to you.
And this, there'll never be a final point on this.
Mm-hmm.
But in saying that, it's the entire community, because our young men and young women, as we interact with them, right? Whether or not you're an uncle or aunt, or you just live down the street, this is in your best interest to make sure we have a well-educated community. So even if you're a business owner, all of us have a stake in this, because this is the community that we live in. So this is not just a RCSD issue. The entire community should be looking to invest not only our tax dollars, mm-hmm. but our time and our effort. Because, again, as it said, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu.
Yeah.
Right? But, and people's opinions need to be, what I call an intellectually vocal way, to have really good discussion so that we can come up with our best collective thought. Because, and you know, as Rian mentioned, there's no one silver bullet that's going to correct this for us.
No. And you know, it's interesting when the mayor was talking about it earlier this week, Cheryl, you could feel the passion in her voice, because as we start to improve with some of the safety that goes on within our city, we're trying to improve that. That seems to be moving in that direction. Jobs, we're getting more employment. That's huge and a big priority. The final thing that makes a community work well: one, jobs, employment; two, public safety; three, education.
Yeah, and it's interesting that you place it in that order, mm-hmm. because, again, maybe I would look to education being number one.
Yes,
but she has no control over that.
I'm not suggesting, yeah. But again, it's because she doesn't have that control, mm-hmm. that it's down the list. So she's been doing the things that she can do to help improve our city, you know, with input from the city residents. Mm-hmm. So just as though, you know, education should be number one on that list, we should be making a priority.
Mm. But so that
means that you really have to be in the house when it comes to next week, next Saturday and Sunday. Find out who these leaders are. And then again, think about what you can do to help empower, as well as build a bridge when it comes to making sure that our kids are successful. Because if they're not successful, ultimately our community suffers. You know, our economic structure will change, because now we don't have, you know, we can't have our employment numbers move up in Rochester because we don't have the employability skill.
Right.
And so what that means is that our employers will end up going outside of the community, and then we become, Rochester, disenfranchised.
See, and as the mayor mentioned, a couple of things. You know, she doesn't have control, but what she does have is influence.
True. Oh, no.
And don't underestimate it, because we're talking about it right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and people are listening to us, and hopefully they will be inspired, and then there's self-motivation to go out next week, Saturday, and at least listen. Second, what was the other point I was going to make?
In terms
of employment.
Okay, go ahead.
Right? Employment in Rochester, unemployment, I should say, mm-hmm. is way, way down. But the thing is, what we need to improve is living wage jobs, mm-hmm. and upwardly mobile jobs, so that people are not, for lack of a better word, stuck in these $13, $14 hour jobs. We want folks to be upwardly mobile.
But as a point of clarity, mm-hmm. just because they are not, we say our employment numbers are down, mm-hmm. that doesn't mean that people are still, there's still not a great deal of unemployed people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because what they're measuring is whether or not they receive unemployment benefits, right. and they're looking for. And some people may have become discouraged.
Yep.
Yeah. So those numbers,
and remove,
you know,
themselves from the workforce.
Okay. Yeah. And that's why we have these discussions when it comes to sort of education, money, business. It all runs together. It is a system. It is like a machine. Mm-hmm. One part of the machine breaks down, you don't get the product you want.
Your body.
And so it's a long process, but a mayor can't do it alone.
No,
a superintendent can't do it alone. A school board can't do it alone.
And the unions can't do it alone either.
No, it's everybody saying, okay, let's move this along and make this happen. If we do this consecutively over a few years, then you will see the results of young people within our
parents,
community.
But as parents,
yeah,
ultimately we still have the power. And so if you feel as though, you know, your kids are not moving in the best possible direction, you are their first teacher, first and only teacher. So when you think about it, it's really about you and what you do inside your household. You can blame whoever it is that you want to blame outside.
Major issue.
But ultimately, that is your child.
Major issue.
So don't come to me and then say, you know, this school didn't do this and this school. Well, how prepared did they come?
Yeah.
How many days were they in the seats?
Yeah.
How many times did you sit down and help them read, take them to the library, you know, help them be successful?
And you can change the school. You can go to another school.
But it's not about changing the school. Science. It's about you as a parent.
But you have to make a decision.
Child.
Yeah, but you have to make a decision if I'm putting them in the best environment.
Are they prepared?
Yeah.
Correct.
That's the thing. Are you putting them to bed early?
Correct.
You know, have you taken away any electronic devices and showed them how to read to do their math? That's me,
doctor,
as a parent. I'm not doing my job.
But listen to me, doctor. Please, let me get this
okay.
in here. There's certainly an element of that. But when I was at the school, even now, I'm studying because one of the responsibilities I had was the parent engagement piece. Mm-hmm. And when we start to think about who are our parents, right? Like who, right? If I have a kindergartner, 5-year-old, right? How old am I?
What if I don't know any better?
Hold on. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm going to range. Because our parents, the district say, prepare. Range from sort of, you're going to find most of them, they're about 17, 18,000 parents mm-hmm. in between the ages of 20 and 40 years old. Mm-hmm. Okay? You back up 40 years and see what year you get. Median parent age, around 35, mm-hmm. right? We have failed so many people, right? Mm-hmm. Cheryl, I'm not removing the responsibility, but we have to realize that there's some parents that is exactly what Rain said. They actually don't know. So part of what we...
If you part weren't of the raised, solution, if you weren't raised a certain way,
listen, part of
you
the solution,
won't know.
Cheryl, I lived it.
But what part I'm saying, solution, but I came from a parent that only went to sixth grade. And yes. A lot of us have had parents that have not had the opportunity to go to school. And I'm going back to with the 50s and the 60s when we were not allowed and our parents were not.
But so, it's not all. What I'm saying, doctor, it's not all. Everything is not all.
But the value was placed mm-hmm. on you doing yes. better than the last generation of me. So it's about making sure that our kids succeed, even though we may not have had that opportunity. So you can't tell me, because I will tell you, there have been problems, and I will go home and put my head on my mother's lap at the time.
But that's not what I'm telling you.
And tell me about this, mommy. And she would say, you know what? Don't ever get in the middle of two white folks fighting. But, so she would have that
that's a memory
wisdom.
Line.
No, but she would have that wisdom.
Yes.
And so that's what I'm saying is that even though we may not have that degree, or that does not mean that we cannot instill in our children the value of education.
But listening, that's a difference with listening.
Yeah, that's not the point I'm making because that is extremely valid. I agree with you 100%. But there's a segment.
There's a segment. The times today is so different from when we were growing up, from when you were growing up. And you have people who come from a background that isn't the greatest and they don't know and they may be trying their hardest. They just don't know. And sometimes it's very hard for people to ask for help, especially when you're young, because people already judge you and look at you. Well, you're young. You ain't this. You ain't got an education. You ain't that.
There's some of that. There's an absolute segment of what Rain is saying. There's an absolute segment of what you're saying, you know, because our folks are not monolithic. They're not at all. Mm-hmm. Then we cannot group them into one category. The population is more diverse. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, we have now our fastest growing segment is our Latino families. You know, approaching 31-32% of the district. Mm-hmm. That has been climbing fast. So how do we make sure that we take care of that in terms of, you know, how do we edit, change? Our staff, and when I'm talking about the collective we now, to make sure that we can adequately service the residents of this city. So, again, what we started off saying, it's multi-layered.
Yeah.
There's no one person, no one thing.
But
we got to put our finger on the pulse of all of it and make sure that we're at least touching everyone.
Well, that's why we have the water cooler.
Our children are the first priority.
Yeah. That's why we have these discussions. So keep that in mind when these new superintendents are coming in next weekend. Just pick a date, try to find them, and find out what they're about, because they're about the next level of leadership.